Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Doug McBurney's out on the road, and he's doing some work for Bob Enyart Live. I'll fill you in on that in a bit. It's a Bob Enyart Live referral network to help support our advertisers and keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Okay, a few headlines. One out of Australia, another out of England, and another in Germany. So we're going all over the world, and then maybe we'll try to do Denver's American Right to Life protest involving the award given to George Tiller's widow, the abortionist George Tiller. That is on the top of JillStanek.com today and at American Right to Life. So it's quite a story. All right. In Germany, now these three stories have to do with crime, and we mentioned that the Heaney family, the father, the mother, the son. It turns out the father's got a felony conviction in California. One of the other Denver radio shows this morning, Peter Boyles, had a caller who said, you know, the guy tried to get his own reality TV show. He's got a little wife. He's got his famous son. And he's this wife swap show. He's yelling at the other wife, cussing at his wife. He's got a felony assault with a weapon charge in California. They should name his show the Heaney Family, Meanie, Weenie, and Teeny. So that was pretty good. Well, regarding how to punish the father, here at Bob Enyart Live, we talked about a biblical principle, and we said he should be flogged, and he should be forced to pay restitution. And flogging is the great equalizer. Well, listen to some of these stories. This is, and it's not only in America where it's no longer a justice system, now it's just a system. I mean, many countries around the world where criminals no longer fear the law, they don't fear justice. And God says if you have a godly criminal justice system, then men's hearts from within them, they will fear God and they'll fear justice. But when you have a mockery, a wicked criminal justice system, then people mock not only the concept of justice, but we get this in the New Testament, they don't even believe there's a God of justice. If you have an ineffective justice system where criminals get away with it, people will interpret from that that there must not be a God of justice. That's because people don't always think clearly. They're often lazy. We're all often intellectually lazy. So when millions of people see that there's no justice, they think, well, there must not be a God of justice. They forget that the governing officials, they have eternal souls too, but they're easily in rebellion against God. And so in Germany, a man, I don't know what Al Sharon will think of this, but in Germany, a man robbed a shop on his way to a police interrogation. The police are interrogating a 41-year-old man in Germany. He was facing questions over a theft accusation. And on the way to the police interrogation, he robbed a shop on the way. A police spokesman said it was a case of just nipping out to do a bit of thieving before being interrogated for shoplifting. So officers were following up on a supermarket robbery with a detailed description of two thieves and their getaway car when they had to return to the police station. And to their amazement, they discovered a man waiting to be interrogated for shoplifting who looked like one of the pair wanted for the morning raid. It's a mockery of justice in most places around the world. In England, there was a Brit who staged car crashes to make money. He staged 100 car crashes as part of a scam to scam the insurance industry, and he He cost the insurance industry about 1.6 million pounds. And what is that in U.S. dollars? That's about 2.5 million? That's about 2.5 million, yeah, 2.6 million pounds. And so this guy, you know what he's looking at? He's jailed for 4.5 years. Now, in America, that means you'd be out in two, right? He's jailed for 4.5 years, but that's really a good deal. That's like he's making $500,000 a year. Now, that's a good job. That's good money, no, if you can get it, $500,000 a year. So you do a scam, $2 million, you get 4 years. A lot of people will look at that equation and say, that's not bad. I could do 4 years standing on my head, then I get $1 million payout in my criminal career. So flogging is the great equalizer. In America, we struggle with tort reform. What do you do with the little guy who's been cheated by the mega corporation? The mega corporation hires these attorneys and they buy justice in our courts. What are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do? The corporations, they figure it's another equation. Hey, if we rip off people, they're not going to sue us because it's too hard for them in court, and we got a bank of attorneys. Flogging is the great equalizer. So that's London. And then in Germany, the guy robs a store on his way to be interrogated by the police. And in Sydney, Australia, this robber pled guilty after a leech provided DNA to convict him of a crime. Now, an Australian man faces jail for armed robbery after police used blood from a leech to make a DNA match from a 2001 crime scene. This is just amazing. There was a leech picked up from near a safe at a crime scene in Australia back 8 years ago. And the police thought, you know, this leech, there's some chance. Nobody here at the property reports that they had a leech, that they got knocked off their body. Maybe the leech came from the criminal. So 8 years later, they arrest this guy for some other issue, and they take a DNA sample, and lo and behold, it matches the leech. Bob and Yurt Live were the first to call for a national comprehensive DNA database so that our children will be less inclined to become criminals. And isn't this great? Now, I realize the ACLU is arguing that this guy was not necessarily at the crime scene. It's that he evolved from leeches, and that's probably why his DNA is similar to the leeches. The guy actually evolved from a leech. I realize the ACLU is making that argument. The Antichrist legions of the underworld. But here at Bob and Yurt Live, we understand the biblical principles. Well, Lord willing, we have his book to help us understand, and we make an effort to apply them to current events, unlike most conservative talk shows. Let's go to the phones. James from Denver. James, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
James, you're the James who sold my family our insurance.
That's right.
It's great to have you call in. What's up, James?
Before I get to what I called about, I love the story about the leeches. And you're right, the evolutionary change.
DNA is a great tool that God has given us, just like he gave us fingerprints to find out the hands that shed innocent blood. When you have a suspect's fingerprint in the victim's blood at the crime scene, that's a triple crown. That's a trifecta of evidence. You got that guy nailed. It doesn't matter what he says.
They need to develop that and run with it.
Yeah, the DNA comprehensive database. All right.
For sure. Hey, yeah. Bob, I just wanted to call, and I wanted to thank you for your support to my family, in particular my sister, who's so ill right now. You've been
your sister is a beautiful young Christian gal, 42 years old, beautiful family, and James, she loves the Lord. She is battling cancer, and her body is racked with cancer.
Yes.
And the prognosis is horrendous. She's been fighting cancer for a few years. In fact, she's really done fabulously with the, what did she have, stage 3, stage 4 cancer 3 years ago, a 9-inch tumor removed. So she's done tremendously well, but it's back with a vengeance.
It is.
Yeah.
And yeah, she is amazing. She is amazing. I get feeling pretty down about it and very upset for her. And then I go see her, and I walk out feeling so much better. It's rather incredible.
James, that's not only you. I went to see your sister in the hospital. There were 15 people squeezed into her room. She's like a magnet. She is ministering to the people in her room. She's encouraging them. She's cheering them up. Everybody who goes to see her, they leave feeling better because her love for the Lord, she just glows with her faith and confidence in Jesus Christ.
She's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Could I say something negative, really? Not about her, but about some of the people who've come to visit her.
Sure, go ahead.
A lot of Christianity is seduced into superstition. And a lot of it has to do with demons and miracles and signs and wonders. And Jesus said it's a wicked and perverse generation that seeks a sign. And Herod, you know, wanted to see a miracle from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But people have gone to Megan. I heard it with my own ears. And they've told her because their Christianity tends to be superstition. And they think if you don't see a miracle, there's something wrong. I heard it with my own ears, James. One gal, a lovely gal, she loves the Lord, you know, we know, 100%. But she actually said to your sister that a sickness and disease, they have, you know, reasons. And, for example, unforgiveness is why people don't get healed. And this is so cruel because when families are struggling, you have a three-year-old dying at Children's Hospital, or somebody who's been in a car accident or burns over 80% of their body, and Christian churches with false teaching, at that time when the family needs love and comfort, they minister guilt and suspicion. Like, what is it in this person's life, or what sin is their parents hiding? Why is God not healing them? And this is a great evil that is widespread in the body of Christ, and it needs to be corrected. And at Bob and Yurt Live, and especially through our plot Bible study, manuscript, and audio CDs, we do the best we can to try to correct this false teaching.
Well, tremendous opportunity, and I wasn't there, unfortunately, but I know she just loved the fact that this person brought it up, especially while you were there to lead the debate, because I think you being there and the discussion, maybe those people were reached and realized.
Well, hopefully, certainly some in the room. And James, every time I've gone to see your sister, it's you know how you go to a hockey game, a fight breaks out?
Yeah.
You go to a fight and a hockey game breaks out. You go to see your sister in a hospital and a Bible study breaks out. It's simply unavoidable.
Yeah.
And she is a joy in her faith in Jesus Christ. Regardless of the circumstances, she has two beautiful teenage daughters, a wonderful husband, a beautiful home in the mountains, and it looks like all of it on earth is about to be lost, and she has nothing but joy in the Lord.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
It is.
And, you know, and she's going after some treatment. Hopefully the doctors can help her, but we don't know for sure. And one thing I know, I'm going to try to be there if it comes down to the end, and I'm glad I don't have to say goodbye. I can just tell her I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really tremendous. Hey, James, Doug McBurney's supposed to call into the show in a few minutes to announce something that you know about, but I want to preempt him because you're on the phone.
Okay.
The Bob and Yurt Live Referral Network. We have advertisers who, what we're going to start doing, and Doug's okay with this, Doug suggested it, is that we'll give out Doug McBurney's cell phone number. And so if people need, for example, a home remodeling, if they need life insurance, if they need painting work, painting, indoor, outdoor, plumbing, if they need car insurance or life insurance, they can call the Bob and Yurt Live Referral Network, and I'm going to give out right now Doug McBurney's private cell phone number, and he's not in the studio. He can't stop me. actually, James, he wants me to do this. And so people could call you, too, right, for insurance.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I've gotten a few calls recently as a result of advertising mm-hmm. on your show. And in fact, I know you've got listeners throughout Colorado. I got a call from somebody up in Silt, and that's just great. Because
Silt? Silt, Colorado? That's way out west.
Western Slope, yeah.
Yeah, this signal, 50,000 watts, the most powerful Christian station in the country. All right, so Doug McBurney's phone number. And by the way, Life Commercials, the banquet for this Saturday night, Steve Curtis, it's going to be 6 o'clock at the Doubletree in Westminster. And the Bob and Your Life, we just started filling a second Bob and Your Life table, Dr. Ed Umloff and his wife Carla. So please call and ask to sit at Bob and Your's table. Call Colorado Right to Life or go online to lifecommercials.com. But here's the phone number, Doug McBurney's cell phone number, 303.
Now you've got a real strong friendship with him, right?
It's pretty strong.
Okay, well, you know.
Hey, James, I've said on the air, if ever I had to be in a foxhole, the number one person in the world I'd want in there with me is Doug McBurney.
Okay, good, good.
And everyone I know, everyone agrees with that.
I just hope nobody wants insurance at 2 in the morning, that's all.
James, there's some liberals listening to this show. You just give them an idea.
Uh-oh.
All right, Doug McBurney, cell phone number. If you need any of the services from our BEL advertisers, including if you need a transmission for your car or truck, 303-489-9203. 303-489-9203. James, you also teach creation at a major local church in Sunday school to the kids. It's just so neat to know you and your family.
That has been a lot of fun. That has been
Super.
A lot of fun.
All right.
It's a time demand, but it's worth every
All
second
right.
of it.
Well, I want to thank you so much, James.
Hey, give me that number, Doug, one more time, because I need a new air conditioner compressor in my car.
All right. 303-489-9203. 303-489-9203.
All righty.
All right, that's Doug McBurney's cell phone number of all things. All right, thank you, James. Appreciate that. My family, we get life insurance and other insurances from James and for many, many years, and he's just the neatest guy. So I've been wanting to read these Bible verses. I quoted one when we first did the Balloon Boy story. I want to get to more of them from Deuteronomy 19, but we've got all these issues and all these crime stories from all over the world. But let's go back to the phone. So, Doug, we already scooped ourselves. We preempted our announcement.
I can't believe you gave my cell phone number out. Are you crazy?
Hey, Doug, this is going to be interesting.
It will be, Bob, but wait, are you going to do a Bible verse?
I want it to.
I did a warning.
All right, go ahead.
Warning, Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead for those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity. We don't hear it, Bob, in your live, that you would not tell anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public, so this warning gives you fair notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered.
That's it, Doug. How do you know that? I thought I was the only one in the world who knows that.
No, I stole that from you. I've been doing it on my show. I just haven't told you.
Yeah, your show is great, and people could get to it from our homepage, KGov, KGOV.com.
So Bob, I'm out networking. I'm out building relationships for the Bob Enyart Live Referral Network.
Yes.
And things are going really well, I must say.
Yeah, Doug, we won't give the name of the business or the phone number. People call you, but you talk to a business. We just had the owner came in here just minutes before showtime. He owns a transmission shop for 30 years, and he's excited about maybe getting some Bob and Your Live business sent his way.
Well, Bob, you know, you and I have lived in the Denver metro area for a combined total of like 40 years.
Wow.
And so we've had all manner of everything done. We've had our car break down. We've had our house break down. We've had our plumbing break down. We've had to buy insurance.
I had a neighbor break down. Everything breaks down. Entropy.
Everything breaks down.
Yeah.
And so since we've already been through it, there may be people who don't know who to call when it comes to a plumber or someone to paint or who to get their insurance from.
Right.
And since we've already been through it, we know who's good.
We know who's good. And you are building up the referral network. And so we will give out your cell phone number from time to time.
That's right.
And people, when they need one of the services that we mention, then they can call Doug at 303-489-9203. You know, we thought about doing this years ago, Doug, but you only were on the show very rarely.
Right.
And lately, I mean, you've been on almost daily for 6 weeks.
It's been fabulous.
7 weeks. It's been a blast. So we'll see what happens, all right?
All right, Bob. Well, I'll be out here networking.
All right.
And folks, give me a call. No matter what you need, I can point you in the right direction.
All right. Sounds good. The Bob and Your Live Referral Network.
Now, give us those Bible verses.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Doug. Thanks, Doug McBurney.
Yes, Bob.
Now, it actually centers around the punishment for perjury in Deuteronomy 19:19, which is a principle that applies to so many aspects of a criminal justice system. That the punishment is, when somebody commits perjury, you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. So you shall put away the evil from among you. If people commit perjury systematically in court, the entire criminal justice system breaks down. And newsflash, in America, everybody lies in court. Everybody lies in court. The prosecutors lie. The defense attorneys lie. The police lie. The accused lie. The witnesses lie. Everybody lies. Now, I'm not saying all the lies are morally equivalent. Some lies are when somebody just forgets. A police officer is called in 3 years after the crime, and he's supposed to remember the particulars. That's wicked in and of itself. We need swift justice. Swift justice. So anyway, the whole passage in Deuteronomy 19, we'll get to it. But right now, I want to go to the phones again. The vice president of American Right to Life and the founder of Life Commercials, Steve Curtis, welcome back. Steve, it's Saturday night. It's almost here.
Well, it is. But you know what? Before we talk about that, I want to talk about what you were just talking about. You know, in our case, and I think most of your listeners know what I'm referring to, but
the murders of your two friends at your home, an attempted murder. You were shot point blank in the head twice.
Exactly.
And survived to put the murderers behind bars.
Yeah, and the guy that is already out of jail cut a deal for one count of attempted murder.
Yeah.
And, you know, he served 19 years, and two guys are dead. And I, you know, as far as he knew when he left, I was also dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's what they're attempting to do. This is one of the fallacies of our criminal justice system, is that this guy got points basically for his buddy being a bad shot.
Yeah,
it was attempted murder.
Right. Attempted crime should be punished exactly as accomplished crimes. In this one verse, Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us that, because this is when someone is charged with perjury. When they're convicted, you punish them as they thought to have done to his brother. So it doesn't matter if you attempted to murder someone and you failed. You don't get a get-out-of-jail-free card for being incompetent.
Well, you shouldn't, but it happens every day
yeah.
in the you know, in the courts in this country, and it's just ridiculous because these guys just laugh. I mean, they know they can always cut a deal and get away literally with murder. So anyway,
yeah.
Back on to Saturday night, you know, we're starting to fill the room. It's looking much, much better. And just, you know, real thankful for what you've done. And Colorado Right to Life is still running that deal. If you call the Colorado Right to Life office at 303-753-9394 and talk to Donna, you can get 15% off your ticket for the Life Commercials
yeah.
dinner on Saturday night.
Yeah, for the Life Commercials dinner Saturday night, it's going to be tremendous. Brian Rohrbaugh, Steve Curtis, Darren Streblo, and Tony Funderburk, who Tony does the theme music for Bob and Your Live since way back on our TV days when we were on in 80 cities around the country. And so it's going to be a tremendous night, Steve. And there are two ways people could register. And if they want to sit at a Bob and Your Live table, we've started another Bob and Your Live table. And I'll make a commitment to sit at the table with those who register now. So this is a good time to do it. And you also sit with the guy, Steve, I don't know if you know this yet, the guy who did the operation, the surgery. Oh, we talked about this on the air yesterday, right?
Well, actually, you and I talked, I think, after the show yesterday about that. That's a pretty neat story.
The Max Fund started 21 years ago operating on rescued animals. Animals like a stray dog that's used for target practice from kids at an apartment complex. They're shooting BBs into the dog, and he's found. Well, in Denver, the Max Fund does the surgeries and treatment and love and care, and they don't kill the animals. Well, it's named after Max, who was operated on 21 years ago by Dr. Ed Umloff. And Dr. Umloff and his wife, Carla, have Steve, they're going to pay at the door, but they'd like to sit at this new Bob and Yurt Live table.
Well, we can certainly accommodate that. And again, I just hope that people make their reservations. You know, do Steve a favor here. Get those reservations in today.
Yeah, right.
It'll really be helpful, you know, if we go into tomorrow and know what our count is. And again, we've got just a tremendous program. Tony Funderburk's doing an entire set. You know, generally we see Tony do one song or maybe two.
Yeah.
He's going to play for about a half an hour, and it's going to be just wonderful. Darren Streblow is going to do his comic act for about a half an hour. And then Brian Rohrbaugh and I are going to talk about the two incidents that brought both of us into the pro-life movement, mm-hmm. the Bonnie Bray murders for me and the Columbine Massacre for Brian. So I think it's going to be an extremely powerful night.
Steve, thank you so much for calling in. It's just great to get that update. LifeCommercials.com. Call Donna at Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394 for a 15% discount, or pay online at lifecommercials.com with PayPal, full price. Ask to sit at Bob and Yurt Live table if you'd like. May God bless you.